Despite the tough economy, Mendocino Redwood Company is moving full steam ahead. Last year, the timber company laid off an estimated two-thirds of its workforce, according to company president Jim Holmes. But now, they're in an upswing.
Almost all of our loggers are now back to work.
Despite industry estimates, new housing construction has declined some 75% over the past 5 years. Holmes points to the company's biggest customer, Home Depot, as the solution to their financial woes.
People are simply not building houses like they were. So they're choosing to stay in their old house and fixing up their old house and making repairs to their old house. And where do they go to get lumber for their old house? A lot of them go to Home Depot. And we ship products to, I think it's over 300 Home Depot stores in the Western California, Arizona, and even into Colorado, I believe. And it's given us a tremendous opportunity to recover from the downturn in the business.
As the timber company is moving ahead, it also means some changes are down the pike. MRC is going to streamline its process for developing new logging plans, called THPs, timber harvest plans. Mike Janai is president of sister company in Humboldt County, called HRC, Humboldt Redwood Company, formerly Pacific Lumber.
What we're looking to do now is meld and come up with property-wide measures that will virtually ensure that no matter where we go and what type of harvesting we do on the property, we're going to be protecting water, fish, and the species that are present on the property.
According to Janai, who was once president of MRC, the company owns an estimated 230,000 acres of wild forest land in Mendocino County. After creating one property-wide assessment of the land, Janai says they'll draft an 80-year harvesting plan.
Instead of doing the THP by THP approach, we're going to fold this modeling exercise that we've done where we can predict where we're going to go on the property and what we're going to do on the property, landscape planning. So we'll be turning in basically a 80-year plan to the state and feds that will show how our operations will move around on the property and what the result will be. It will be folded into what is called a programmatic timber environmental impact report.
That might seem like a big undertaking, but MRC President Holmes explains the new process will be a cost and time-saving measure.
Every harvest plan has a lot of redundancy in it, and we're feeling that if we can address some of that redundancy on a landscape basis and then have our harvest plans keyed or tied to those bigger plans, we'll get a better landscape result. And so rather than dealing with a postage stamp process throughout the property, we're thinking a landscape approach is preferable. And that's one of the reasons. Another reason is the current process is very, very expensive and time consuming for not only our company, but for the government to oversee things. And they are actually working with us and promoting that we take this approach to give them some ease in overseeing and supervising what happens on our property.
Holmes says a property-wide assessment will include mitigations for wildlife and endangered species.
For example, with spotted owls, the plan will spell out very, very carefully how we're going to manage spotted owls or coho salmon.
Throughout your whole property?
Throughout the whole property. And then it sort of gives us guidelines and gives the agencies guidelines on how to address certain problems.
And that might be site specific.
And then it gives us a template for managing across the property, which we think is superior than trying to deal with different situations and different approaches to the same problem.
But if the timber company is pumping out an 80-year plan for harvesting its forestlands, how often will MRC's property be reassessed for wildlife and other impacts? Again, Janai.
Both at Humboldt Redwood and Mendocino, now we're looking at, with selection cutting, typically you revisited a stand every 10 years. And part of our discussions with the agencies was, well, we would like a longer period of time before you return. So we've extended our return intervals now to once every 20 years.
Janai says the company no longer engages in clear cutting, which strips the land of most trees in an area as wide as 30 acres in California. But MRC and HRC does what's called variable retention, logging acres of trees and saving islands of forest nearby.
We're doing some large THPs that are utilizing variable retention. But the openings within those aren't very big.
2, 10, 15.
You know, probably of the ones I've seen recently, I would guess without any retention, 5 acres would probably be the biggest opening.
Local attorney Barry Vogel requested the types of herbicides used on MRC land. MRC still uses herbicides like Roundup. The company also uses herbicides in a process called hack and squirt, where herbicide is injected into tan oaks, killing the trees and clearing way to plant redwoods and firs instead. MRC's new streamlined process for its THPs may be a look into what's to come to its newly acquired timber company, HRC, in Humboldt County. To ease any local concerns and engage the public in Mendocino County, MRC is seeking stakeholders to give input on its new THP master plan. Again, Holmes.
The drafts are just about finished. In fact, they're supposed to be finished on Friday. And then they go to the agencies for review. And we're asking them to take 6 weeks or no more than 2 months to review. And then when they get back their comments, we'll have one more draft, and then we'll put it out. We'll be putting out public meetings. So we're hoping to have that process start in sometimes in early 2011.
MRC will present the new concept in Fort Bragg tonight at the CV Star Community Center at 7 p.m. Christina Onnestad, KMUD News in Mendocino County.